Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Guys, as you know, Rico gone Rico. Rico gathers. Cowboys,
Rico gone Rico.
What? Fourth string tight end? Third?
Fourth. Is he still on the team?
Fourth. Yeah. So Rico gathers on Instagram, getting into it with with a listener, I guess. He says, surround myself with some real figures, and he's got a money bag. that is a good drop. So everybody got to shop with us, and then there's a bunch of hashtags I'm not going to say.
You should say them.
You need
hashtag
to say those.
Riccavelli, hashtag no limit, hashtag I got the hookup too, hashtag money mafia, hashtag
I love the idea of a drop interview in which Ben's just hashtagging some guy.
So, as people are prone to do, they start barking loud on social media.
Wait, guy he named, did hashtag.
Hashtag, he hashtagged. So, a guy named DigDug702, who clearly has accomplished a lot in his life.
That guy likes video games, and he lives in the 702.
Says, bruh. You should just quit football. It obviously isn't your thing.
That's something when someone says, man, that's not really your thing. You should go do something else.
Such a mom thing.
It starts with bruh.
Rico responds to DigDug702. Mad nah.
That means like a lot of nah, right? Like nah, like nah. Mad nah.
I thought that was like a noodle dish.
Like
for...
mad, it got mad ups, mad
okay.
Vertical.
Okay.
But he's saying nah, mad nah, nah like nah. A lot of nah, right?
Times of nah.
Nah? Rico says, mad nah, I could care less about you or anyone else. What amazes me, you don't, what amazes you don't amaze me. What phases you don't phase me either. It's a win-win for me regardless. Whether I start or not, I can't control where I'm at on an already predetermined depth chart. LOL. When opportunity presents itself, I'll shine. Otherwise, I'm collecting the bag. You know, money, the money emoji.
Right. He's right.
So
he nailed it.
He's saying that if it wasn't for this quote unquote predetermined depth chart,
right,
then I'd be out there dominating and
because
starting.
It's always to the best advantage for a coach to have something set in his mind and stick to it no matter what. That's how they keep their jobs.
Rico's going to go make a base salary of $570,000 next year.
Doing what?
I'm just playing football.
Oh, for who?
Yeah. Oh, think he'll get cut?
I don't think he's a Cowboy.
Guys, coming up momentarily, we'll have Rangers at the break. We'll talk about earthquakes in Cali and the KNC Masterpiece joins us. But right now, it's time for this.
And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
Did you guys know that I wrote a column for the website?
What?
I
did not know that.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where can I read that?
When did that happen?
You can write it. You can read it. I wrote it.
I'll write it.
You can't write it. You can only read it. It's predetermined, like the depth chart of the Cowboys is predetermined to what the words are. You can't make up your own adventure.
Oh, okay.
But it's at 1053thefan.com.
Oh, cool.
And
yeah, has lots of crazy wrinkles and twists to the column. I mean, it's really going to keep you on the edge of your seat.
What is it? A whodunit?
Kind of.
I like this.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things I tackle in this column that I wrote today is something where I feel like my family has failed me. Or maybe I failed my family.
Mm-hmm.
When we were on vacation, there was lots of fun things that we did, some unfun things like travel. Oh. We ended up flying there and driving back. So we
did you guys buy a car there?
Well, we had some friends.
Dude.
We had some friends, and they were up in Florida. This is long, the 30A stretch.
What is that? I saw you referencing that, and I don't know what it is. What does that mean?
30A is a highway that runs along the coast in Florida, kind of on the Gulf of Mexico side.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's seaside, there's watercolor, and there's Destin, Florida. Not a lot of popular places, but 30A is the highway that runs right along the coast for an 18-mile stretch.
Okay.
And there's a million different places to stay along 30A.
It's like Highway 30.
The whole thing's called 30A.
That's like the northern western coast of Florida, right? Up there in the Panhandle, just south of the Panhandle.
Yes, yep. Okay. Exactly. And so while we were up there, you know, our friends had they were in Destin and their brand-new SUV broke down. And they had to rent a car and come back because they had to leave it at the dealership. And they're our neighbors. And it was like, would y'all mind picking up our SUV over there? We're like, oh my God, that's great. I don't have to pay for airfare to get back.
What a great score, dude.
So anyways, when we traveling was tough with the kids. And I started noticing these signs. This is the first time we've gone to an airport as a family in a long time. But my kids, when we're walking in a line in an airport, and you know it's crazy in an airport. There's busyness, people mm-hmm. darting in and out, trying to catch planes or whatever.
OJ's running around in there.
And what I notice my kids like to do in those situations is fan out and take up the most space they can.
Oh, like they're running a sweep?
Yeah. And my wife does too. And I'm like, I feel like I have Luka Doncic level spatial awareness. Tony Romo style, Luke Skywalker style. Like I can, Jason Kidd, I can sense everything happening. I see the motion. Mm. I know the angles, the speed at which they're happening. Maybe it's a basketball thing,
mm-hmm.
but I sense it happening. So I have a tremendous amount of girth. So I try to worry about my size being in the way. So I'm always trying to get out of the way.
Okay.
So if I'm in a crowded situation and we're, as a family, five people walking towards, let's call it five people walking towards us, I'm going to instinctively get in a single file line as to not take up too much space to pass the other people with ease. My family, my three kids are 13, 11, and 8, and my wife, their instincts are to fan out and take as much space and just, I don't know if they're all good planning on taking, four of them are going to take a charge.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're trying to accomplish, but they're trying to, like...
They're trying to get on Rex Chapman's Twitter.
They're roadblocking.
It drives me crazy. Are you guys shooting an album cover?
Yeah!
Why would all of you get in the same line and just all be on the same level? Or is it the beginning of a TV show?
Yes!
Or, like, what are we doing here?
We're not talking to each other.
No.
We don't need to be side by side.
No. Look at the... You know, and it should really drive you crazy, because look at how dogs operate. They form perfect little packs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they run in. They just all know where to be in their pack.
So this is cool. So we get down to 30A, and all along that highway, there's a giant sidewalk for bikes and walking and skateboarding and whatever. So it's just a huge part of life there. Pedestrian life's huge. Mm. Like at any point, if a pedestrian walks up to the 30A highway, you have to stop in your vehicle and let them cross.
Oh, what a beating.
And it's a beating. It happens constantly, and you don't want to forget. I mean, because people just get used to it, and you will run someone over. So you, Kevin, will run someone over.
No,
Kevin. Yeah. So anyways, we did a lot of bike riding. The house we stayed at had bikes.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So we got to go. And by the way, I learned about a bike called Pedego. Have you heard of this?
No.
Oh, my God,
I saw
dude.
A tweet about this.
It's a bike. All right, just looks like a normal bike.
Mm-hmm.
But while you're riding that bike, if you get in a situation where I'd really like to propel myself forward, but I don't want to pedal anymore, there is a little switch on it, like a motorcycle, where you just pull back the throttle.
A pull starter?
And it don't even have to pull start. It seamlessly shifts into electric bike mode.
What?
And it's now you're on an electric bike, and it propels you forward without making a sound.
Do you realize that is the exact polar opposite of a Peloton, right? Yes. So with a Peloton, you work your ass off and go nowhere. Yes. And then with a Pedego, you do nothing and go everywhere.
So I had no idea this house came with bikes, but it came with bikes. So we had bikes, so we're going for bike rides. And I got to ride a Pedego.
Yeah.
So if I'm going uphill and I'm tired, no problem. And no one around me can tell if I'm using the throttle or pedaling unless they're closely watching the pedals, because it's silent. God. And it'll take you at 25 miles per hour.
That is great for non-cardio.
It's so great.
Do you want to get some non-cardio in?
I'm like, yes. I wish that people at Pedego would invent basketball shoes. Just hit a button and you jump up in the air.
That'd be great,
right?
Dude.
I mean, it's like,
that'd be awesome.
Jogging shoes. Back in.
Jogging shoes, you just jog without trying. Just push a button, you're jogging. It's like it's like artificial exercise. So anyways, we're riding bikes around all over the place. And there was all, you know, five people in my family were all different sizes, all different size bikes. It was great. But since there is so much foot traffic, so many pedestrians, I noticed we were weaving in and out of people a lot. One time I made the mistake of looking behind me to see how my family was behaving in this fashion. They were not single file.
Oh, really?
They were fanned out. They had no spatial awareness. They were fanned out wide, like the five of us were like an album cover on our bikes.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
You guys showed up and took over the beach.
It was crazy. And so I kept saying over and over, spatial awareness, spatial awareness, spatial awareness. I was beating them up about it the whole trip.
I don't know what that means.
They learned about it. And so
I'm just now learning about this, too.
My question, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about. Be aware of your surroundings.
Yes, at all times.
Worry about how the space you're taking up relates to the space other people are in and how those spaces are changing and evolving and you're passing each other.
Right.
And so my question is this. Did my family fail me by not having any spatial awareness?
It's a great question.
Thanks, Roy. By not having spatial awareness? Or have I, the leader of my family, failed them by not teaching them about spatial awareness before we went on vacation?
It's a very difficult thing to try to teach something that should be instinctive.
Thank you for that.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for that. Yes, thank you.
But I mean, you can try to
shut up, KT.
You can try to get someone to be more attuned to the ways of the Force.
Yeah.
But supposed to be born with that, bro.
Right.
But on the other hand,
feel that stuff.
Shut up, KT.
On the other hand, his kids are no longer at the age where they're too young to hear, see. You know, they can follow their dad's leadership.
What are you saying right now?
Hear and see, so that if they follow their dad's leadership, they should get in line. So I think you can kind of put this on Ben's tab.
I want somebody to diagram that sentence. We might want to replay that in the 7:30 segment.
His kids are now not young enough to.
Yeah, but
now
keep it coming.
Now you've confused me.
No, keep it coming.
To see and hear?
Yeah.
They can always.
I said to hear or see.
This is watching a wild water hose of a sentence. It's just like. What? It's just all over the place and there's words and.
You say dumb crap all the time. I let it go. I don't freak out. His kids are now old enough.
Throat on the neck.
They're not young where they couldn't hear, see, feel, have those natural instincts. They're now old
it's
enough.
You're saying that they're too old to learn. Are you saying that an old kid can't learn a new trick?
Not saying now they're old enough to where they can put it on your tab. They should be following. Their dad should have taught them at that younger age. No, you guys not getting this?
No, not at all.
Oh.
You said, I think you started with your kids are no longer at an age where they can be young. I don't know.
I don't really know. See the issue here.
877-881-1053. If you could let us know.
Skin, I just want to thank you because you're familiar with the ways of the Force.
Yeah.
Like me, but you're a point guard.
Right.
Like you're a Jedi. You've always been able to see the floor.
Right.
So you have spatial awareness.
You got to look ahead of what's
it's spatial awareness, right?
But your kids are old enough to know spatial awareness now.
But you're...
Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Or do you teach that? So I'm saying, do you teach something that is instinctive?
No, I know. What the F does this have to do with sports?
Great question. We'll see if we can get that answered. Coming up next. Okay.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.